Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walter Stevenson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Samuel Bird. Batting second. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Herman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lou Riggs. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gilly Campbell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Frey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Benny Frey. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird strikes out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a line drive towards first. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Riggs. Walter Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Camporis catches it and throws to first to double up Stevenson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerges moves to third. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerges scores. Gallen moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Camporis reaches second base with a double. Benny Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Camporis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walter Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs 1, Reds, 1. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields the ball and throws to Root covering. Safe. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Myers. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Myers steals second. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Camporis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myers scores. It's 2-1, Reds. Benny Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a fly ball towards left. Gallen catches it and throws to Gerges, who relays to Cavaretta to double up Camporis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Demery reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta moves to third. Walter Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Demery scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman, who is chasing the ball. Hack reaches third base with a triple. Goodman throws the ball into Campbell, who tags Hack trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Stevenson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 2 in the game. Bird hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-2 in the game. Root hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Campora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive towards first. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Riggs hits a line drive into center field. Demery picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Demery. Sullivan moves to third. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball for a double play. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Riggs moves to third. Bill Lee now pitching. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Stevenson for a passed ball. Myers moves to second. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Riggs scores. Myers moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Frey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi pinch hits for Benny Frey. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adam Komorowski pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-3 in the game. Bird bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Komorowski moves to second. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. Komorowski moves to third. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Schott now pitching. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walter Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a pop-up towards third. Riggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Keke Kyler pinch hits for Billy Sullivan. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Henshaw covering, for the out. Two outs. Hank Erickson pinch hits for Gilly Campbell. Hank Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.